Kelly, and welcome to Raising Christian Teens in 10 Minutes. If you're navigating the wild and wonderful journey of parenting teens in today's world, you're in the right place. Each episode is packed with bold, faith-filled insights to help you raise confident and Christ-centered teens. Today's episode isn't just another chat, but a call to action. And these are five powerful lessons your teen desperately needs to hear. And as parents, you have the unique opportunity to deliver them in a way that touches their heart and transforms their lives. So let's jump right in. Number one, their identity is in Christ, not social media. Our teens are growing up in a digital age where their worth is measured by likes, followers, and fleeting trends. But here's the truth they need to hear. Their identity is not tied to their social media presence. It's rooted in Christ, and when they stop chasing the approval of the world, they're going to be able to focus on who God created them to be. Remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, not by the standards of this world, but by a God who knows them intimately. And help them break free from those chains of comparison by affirming their God-given worth. Encourage them to take breaks from social media and just focus on who they are in Christ. It is so important to help them stop chasing the applause of the world who doesn't even know their name and start serving the one who gave them their name. Because the applause of people fades fast and their attention is only temporary, and all audiences leave when the show is done. So your constant reinforcement of this truth will help them navigate the digital world with confidence and strong boundaries. Number two, stand up for what's right. In a culture that often rewards going along with the crowd, your teen needs to hear that true strength comes from standing up for what's right, even when it's unpopular. So share those stories of your own experiences or highlight examples of courage in the world. Let them know that God calls us to be a light in the darkness and that their voice matters. And they never have to shrink themselves to make others feel comfortable or to fit in. Encourage them to be leaders, not followers, and to find strength in their own convictions, knowing they are never alone when they are standing with God. Number three, God has a purpose for them right now. It's so easy for teens to feel like their life's purpose is somewhere far off, something they'll discover someday. But the reality is God has a purpose for them in this very season of life. So talk to your teen about the importance of embracing the present and just seeking God's guidance in all their daily choices. Encourage them to look for ways they can serve, lead, and make an impact in their school, church, and the community today. Help them to see that their unique gifts and talents are meant to be used for God's glory in their everyday. Number four, their struggles don't define them. Every teen faces struggles, whether it's anxiety, depression, peer pressure, or self-doubt. But the truth they need to cling to is their struggles do not define them. Help them understand that their identity is found in Christ, not in their failures or hardships. Share stories of redemption from your own life or the lives of others. Encourage open conversation about their struggles and remind them that God's grace is sufficient. Through Him, they can overcome any challenges they face. Remember, though, nothing changes unless something changes. And often the enemy wants to remind all of us of our failures so we never move forward into our purpose. But God's like, wait a minute here. I have given you a free and undeserved gift of forgiveness. And He wants us to stand in that. We can't possibly focus on what's in front of us if we're always looking behind us. That's why God didn't put our eyes on the back of our heads. Okay, I don't know if that's true, but it seems fitting, right? So remind them that God is always good and His promises are true. And number five, true freedom comes from knowing God. In a world that promises freedom through self-expression, indulgence, or rebellion, the greatest lesson you can teach your teen is that true freedom comes from knowing God. Help them understand that living a life surrendered to Christ, it's not about restrictions. It's about stepping into the freedom that only comes through Him. Freedom from sin, fear, and the expectations of this world. Show them the joy and peace that comes from a relationship with Him. and help them experience that freedom for themselves through prayer, worship, and daily surrender. One thing I always pray with my kids is, Lord, align my desires up with yours. That is a prayer that will be answered with a resounding yes. And when that happens, our wants change and we start to desire godly things. You'll see a change in who they want to hang around, what they want to spend their time doing, and how they use their words and actions. These lessons aren't just words. They're seeds that, when planted, can grow into a life that's rooted in Christ. Don't just let your teen hear these truths once. Repeat them often. Live them out in your own life and watch as God moves in their hearts. Remember, you have the power to help your teen make real, lasting change. Let's be committed to raising a generation of Christ-centered leaders today. Until next time, keep the faith and keep leading them in love.